It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined now on the line with Jamie Bramberger, who is employed with Algonquin College, but also a major community asset to not just the city of Pembroke, but to the entire Ottawa Valley. So I'd like to welcome Jamie onto the line. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jamie.
Thanks very much, Kyle, and thanks for your kind words.
And so let's get right into it. What made you decide to want to get involved in such a vibrant community like the city of Pembroke, and you know, also with your ties in with Algonquin College?
Well, Pembroke is my hometown, and outside of the time when I went to school and I started my broadcasting career many years ago now, I've always really celebrated the history of Pembroke and the city that I grew up in. So I think that's really a major driver. I want to see Pembroke do well. I think most people, you want your hometown to always have prosperity. And so that is a major factor. But the other thing that I really like about Pembroke, of course, I've been involved in sports for a number of years, and it has such a rich hockey history in particular, but a history around the forest sector and all of those things. And I'd like to be part of that storytelling, because I think it's important that we always recognize, you know, where we came from and what we are now and that evolution. So history is important to me, and I think Pembroke has a great history.
Now let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the Jason Blaine Celebrity Golf Classic. I know you're one of the front runners behind it. You know, you have a very close relationship with Jason, being a former Algonquin College graduate as well. It has grown tremendously over the last couple of years. Unfortunately, we're not going to, you know, probably see too much of it this year with everything that's going on with COVID-19. But kind of tell us about the grassroots and how that came to be.
Well, this is really Jason's story to tell, because it's his idea. But what I can share with you, and he has spoken about this previously, the event's been around now for, this is the sixth year. It's raised more than $500,000. So Jason has done a terrific job. But about 2 years before it was launched at Christmas time, he reached out to me and just wanted to have lunch, and threw this idea on the table about having a concert and golf tournament as a fundraiser. And at that meeting, I said to him, boy, that's an ambitious project, and that would require a lot of work. And I also knew that he was living in Nashville, Tennessee, so that he would have to have a very strong committee locally to make it happen. So that conversation kind of stopped there. And then the next year, he contacted me again, and we had the same conversation. So I knew he was very serious about this, that he wanted it to happen. And so we launched it the following year with just a small nine-hole kind of nine-and-dine golf tournament only. It was really successful. And then the following year, he launched what is now the Jason Blaine Charity Concert and Golf Tournament. And it's a tremendous asset to the community. Again, it's raised more than $500,000. It's a locally delivered charity, so the money goes right back into Renfrew County causes. And it's just been really, really well received. So Jason deserves a tremendous amount of credit for giving back to his hometown, even though he lived so far away.
It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest right now is Jamie Bramberger. And again, Jamie, I know you recently, not too long ago, released your own book called Go Kings Go, with the long history of the Pembroke Lumber Kings and, you know, the community aspect around that hockey franchise that's been such a jewel to the Ottawa Valley for so long. Again, I know you said that this is your hometown and you want to see it do well. Is this just another centerpiece around, you know, your legacy that you want to leave here in the Ottawa Valley and share that storytelling?
Well, I don't think much about legacy, to be honest, but I do love to write, and I love history, and I like to do research. And the Lumber Kings book idea really came from a meeting with Lionel Barber's son, Jeff, at a hockey game, when I asked about how his dad was doing. And I knew Lionel was the last surviving member of the Pembroke Senior Lumber Kings from 1951, when the Pembroke Memorial Center was opened. And that prompted that conversation, a call to Lionel. He started talking about stories of opening night at the PMC. And all of a sudden, I knew I was really interested and started to write this book. It took 2 years, more than 100 interviews, a tremendous amount of research. And it covers a period from 1905, when the old McKay Street Arena opened, up until 2018. So there is a tremendous amount of hockey history in the city. And I wanted to tell that story. And it ended up in a 300-page book. And it did very well. So I was quite pleased that it was well received by the community. So the history of hockey, the Pembroke Memorial Center is just one of my favorite buildings in the city. It's going to be 70 years old. It has a great charm to it and a historical context. As soon as you walk in that building, you realize just how important that building was at the time it was built and how it continues to be the center of the community. And of course, I've had an affiliation with covering Lumberking games on cable television for more than 30 years. So I've been able to watch a lot of great hockey players come through this city and coaches, people like, you know, Jim Ferrelli. And of course, I grew up watching Brian Murray on the bench and Sheldon Keith, who is now the head coach of the Leafs. So it's been a real pleasure to be affiliated with the team and to have that opportunity. And the book was really a culmination of all of those years of watching Lumberking hockey.
My one last question for you there, Jamie, is for anybody who's looking to get involved in the community and make this place a better place to live for everybody, is there one piece of advice you might be able to tell somebody?
I just think volunteerism is so important. And I guess the example I would give you about the power of community would be the building of the Algonquin College waterfront campus in 2012. That has been a wonderful asset to the city. We've seen how it has helped with the revitalization of the downtown and the increased enrollments and more out-of-town students coming to the college and more programming. But that would not have been possible without tremendous community contribution. That project started in 2005. It took 7 years to bring it to fruition. But one of the main pillars of it was the ability of the community to rally around it, to raise millions of dollars to help pay for the bricks and mortar, which is now the campus. To ensure that there was a very strong advocacy program to encourage people to get behind the project and realize the vision and what it would mean for the city and for the county of Renfrew. So whenever you think, I can't make a difference, look at projects like that or the expansion of Pembroke Regional Hospital or Marion Hill, the International Plowing Match back in 1994. All of those projects were driven by volunteerism, community collaboration, fundraising, and people working together. And so I always say to people, you can make a difference. And it doesn't matter if you're in the back room or you're in the front and center on a project. It requires a lot of people. That old saying of, many hands make light work. That is so true. And it's how you build a community.
It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson. Our guest today has been Jamie Bramberger, again, a longtime community supporter and also involved with Algonquin College and the long history of the Pembroke Lumber Kings. So, Jamie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Kyle.